Lucas, LUCAS, last name WEHOWSKY, 2298. Of course, today is 10/17. He's a 25-year-old young man who comes in today with low back pain, right shoulder pain. His low back has been chronic. He's been present for some time. He's never had an MRI because of insurance or other issues. It never goes down his leg. It gets worse when he does heavy work at work. He also did some heavy lifting at work, and it's causing a pinpoint tenderness over the suprascapular region on the right side. Has had tendonitis of the shoulder before as well, period. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Medication, lisinopril, 20 milligrams a day. COVID immunization, doesn't believe in it. Allergy, none. Medical problems, hypertension, migraine, headache, surgery, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use. Last time he had steroids done was a few months ago. He doesn't want to get them on a regular basis. He weighs 230 pounds, 97%, 98, 16, 86, 140 over 76. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck longevity, skin shows no rash. Negative leg grazing test on the low back, spasm and tenderness over the SI joint on the right side. No DTR changes. Right shoulder, good range of motion. No evidence of pain on abduction, tenderness over the suprascapular region, no numbness, no tingling, excellent strength bilaterally. Number one, right shoulder pain. Number two, tendonitis. Number three, SI joint. Next number is low back pain. Next number is no radiation down the leg. Next number is negative leg raising test. Next number is Toradol 10 milligram, number 20. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is Toradol came with instructions how to take it so he won't get kidney failure that can be associated with Toradol or GI issues. Next number of findings we'll discuss with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number is he may have a few days off before he goes back to work. Next number is there has been no history of injury or trauma, so no x-rays or CTs were ordered. Next number is if develops any neurological symptoms in the low back, we'll proceed with MRI or CT scan at that time.